Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You got to bug up your pile? Hey there, it's the Bob Rose Show. Good morning, my friends. It is 7:21. Look, I'm talented. I really am. But I can't answer the phone while I'm on the air. Well, yeah, that would be awkward. So if you didn't get in, I apologize. But don't worry. I've got plenty of things that's always bugging me. But let's get Mark in here. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Flying solo. What's bugging me is the latest case of artificial intelligence online clutter. A couple of weeks ago, the search engines such as Yahoo.com, they start posting this thing called AI summary of comments below nearly every headline, even if you don't click the article and even if you don't click the comments. It just gets in the way of everything, and it makes you just scroll further to see the articles you want to read. It's just totally annoying. Thanks, Bob.
Oh, no, thank you. Yeah, this AI, it's going to be pushed on you. It is, and I already see it. At times, it can be really handy when you get the little summary thing. But when they summarize on stories and then commentators, they summarize on that, it's like, no, I want to read the comments if I'm that interested in it, or I don't care. I would just move on. But yes, you're going to see this AI in everything, on everything. And if you don't get with the program, you're the dinosaur, and this is the future, and all that stuff. And like everything else, it will be flawed. It will be imperfect, but it doesn't matter. They'll push forward anyway. And yes, that bugs me as well. You know what else is bugging me? Well, I know how this happened, but at the University of Florida, you ever see, after a big game in college football, not UF, but in college football, and it's a big win, and the fans storm the field, and it's huge, and everybody's excited. Well, at UF, you don't do that. You can't do that. They have never allowed it, as far as I know. But a couple of folks after the Texas win, which was a huge win, you know, this team's in a slump. And to beat top-ranked team like Texas was a pretty big deal. So some people got excited. They stormed the field. It wasn't many. It was just a few. And they caught them all. But because of a change in the law in Tallahassee that was designed to protect President Trump when he came, not just here to the university, but I mean Florida in general, became Florida law, they're charging these people with felonies. Felonies. Because they ran on a football field they weren't supposed to. Look, I don't have a problem with there being a penalty. If they want to keep people off the field, yeah, there has to be, a stick approach. You have to penalize those who disobey. Look, Florida's very proud of their field, and they don't want it to be damaged by people, trampling all over it. If you had tens of thousands of people on the field, it would. It would do some damage. Now, you know, if it's the end of the season, it's a big championship game. I don't necessarily have a problem with it. The head ball coach, Steve Spurrier, apparently commented, and I don't want to take him out of context, but sounded like he said, well, I've seen it happen in, you know, in other places in, you know, building some memories that would last a lifetime, you know, if you're like a college kid at that place. And I agree with that. I don't know that he's necessarily, well, he did advocate for it, I think. Was it last year? One year, if we beat LSU, he said, yeah, we should storm the field. Well, I don't know if he realized, because I certainly didn't at the time, that you could be charged with a felony. Four exuberant football fans who rushed the field after the University of Florida's upset win over Texas are facing first of the kind felony trespass charges under a new law that was intended to punish protesters of President Donald Trump during his appearance in the state. I got this from Main Street Daily News. Lawmakers in Tallahassee said they never intended the new law to be used against fans storming the football fields after a huge victory. So if there was never the intention, and it was even discussed directly at a hearing of the Senate Criminal Justice Committee in March, Senator Joe Gruters, a Republican out of Sarasota, asked, so, just to be crystal clear, if somebody goes onto the field, they won't be charged with a felony. And Senator Jonathan Martin, who was the bill's sponsor from Republican from Fort Myers, he said, well, that's not the intent, and they can quote me in the case law if that becomes an issue. So it sounds to me like here in, you know, in Gainesville, you know, they charge him with this felony. I think the state attorney would probably drop it down to a misdemeanor. It would only make sense. Are you going to tie up the legal system, a felony charge, for people that ran out on the field? Yeah. Let me see. How old are these kids? Okay, look. One kid's 21. One's 19. All right. One's 35. Another guy, 27. They've already told him, like, a couple of these guys, you can't come back to the stadium for 3 years. And a couple of them, they said, you can't come back to the campus, period, for 3 years. Felony charges for going on a football field, that's what's bugging me. Thanks to Florida Pest Control for sponsoring What's Bugging You. Coming up at 8:05, we're going to talk to Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz. Stick around. Happy Trash Talking Tuesday. It's going to be another awesome day. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.